You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Stan Van Gundy gave the news you've been waiting to hear earlier today. Reggie Jackson is cleared to play. Unfortunately, what we didn't know is that wasn't quite the news we needed to hear. Van Gundy said that Jackson won't play against the Hawks tonight. It's still a matter of time until Jackson feels comfortable enough to play, but it's up to Reggie. I think he's competitive. I think he feels close to ready. I don't think this is going to be a long wait. In fact, I'd be a little surprised if Jackson doesn't play against the Magic on Sunday. But that's where we're at now. Jackson needs to practice a little bit, probably get his conditioning up a little bit after being gone so long, just get his feel for the game back. And then I think it'll be very soon. It's right around the corner. If it's not Sunday, it'll be shortly after. But it won't be tonight against the Hawks. The Pistons have their final game of what's a three-game road trip and four straight road games. The Pistons have won their last two, playing very well offensively in a win over the Celtics and very well overall in a win over the Hornets. Really erased some of the doubts we had about this team, whether they could win on the road, whether that would translate. One thing working in the Pistons' favor against Atlanta, Paul Millsap sounds like he'll be out for the game. He's a real underrated player, one of the best defensive forwards in the league, a good offensive player who's worked his way into becoming a skilled player. He came in the league as a hustle guy with the Jazz. I think that's still how a lot of people remember him, but he's turned into a really excellent all-around player with elite defensive tools, puts them to good use, can block shots, can get steals, just really feels like he's all over the place. The Pistons won't have to worry about him, and they won't really have to worry about a Hawks team that's feeling good about themselves. The Hawks have struggled lately after a hot start. Overall, they're still good defensively, but the fit and the comfort with everything going on there, it just hasn't been the same lately. I'm not really sure why. I'm interested to see where this team goes. I tend to think that the sum of what they've been for this season is who they are generally. That they weren't as good as they looked early, that they're not as bad as they look right now, that they're somewhere in between. And if that's where they are, it'll be a tough game for the Pistons. If the Hawks continue to struggle like they have, the Pistons will be in good shape. The Pistons have to hope they don't find some type of, that the Hawks don't find some type of rhythm, something going for them tonight, that it takes one game longer after Detroit is out of town. In addition to talking about Reggie Jackson today, Stan Van Gundy also addressed Stanley Johnson. And this is my big takeaway. This quote is via Rod Beard of the Detroit News. For the most part, Stanley Johnson got some praise from Van Gundy. Van Gundy's been really hard on Stanley Johnson, justifiably throughout the season. And it's not even a matter of being hard on Johnson. It's just being accurate. Stan Van Gundy's not afraid to say, hey, he's playing bad. That's the truth. And so, Van Gundy propped him up a little bit and said he's still part of the long-term future and he's really talented and can be really good. But he also said that Stanley Johnson isn't playing right now because Van Gundy's playing the players who give them the best chance to win, which I think is kind of obvious. Before Reggie Bullock got hurt, he was the one in rotation. Now it's Darren Hilliard. Both of them have played better than Stanley Johnson. Neither one played so good that you wouldn't think Stanley Johnson would get another crack at it. He's the most talented, the highest upside. The Pistons have the most invested in him. So I think they'll give Stanley Johnson every opportunity they can, but it is a little telling that even with that mindset, he's still not getting regular minutes right now, and that's with Reggie Bullock hurt too. So this was the quote that stood out to me. We need him to work harder at it on a daily basis. Doesn't that kind of fly in the face of what we've heard about Stanley Johnson with a great work ethic and a great desire and all those things, all those intangibles? It really seemed like those were his strengths. That's a little disappointing to hear. We knew something was going on behind the scenes, whether it was a one-time thing or a steady thing. Stanley Johnson was suspended for one game for, quote-unquote, a violation of team rules. We don't know what that is, but we did know like there's something going on. Players don't just get suspended. So there's something going on here. He's playing terribly. He's out of the rotation. And Van Gundy now is publicly imploring him to work harder. He's obviously ineffective when he's on the court, but effort hadn't really been a direct problem. He could be a little bit all over the place. If anything, last year his problem was he didn't quite know how to harness his effort. This year he doesn't know how to harness whatever he's doing. And so that's a little problematic. But hopefully Stanley Johnson at some point this year can get back on track. I want to take a step back, and we've done this in the past a couple times. I always think it's valuable. This is a clip from the Dunked On podcast from Nate Duncan and Danny LaRue talking about the Pistons is just sizing them up so far. This was before the Pistons beat the Hornets and before they beat the Celtics. But I do think there's some valuable perspective here. Here's Nate and Danny.
All right, let's talk about Detroit now. 8-10, 3-5. They had a West Coast trip that didn't go so well. 24th in offense, 6th in defense, still despite the 8-10 record, given a 68% chance at the playoffs. But I gotta be honest, I haven't watched that much of these guys lately. I kind of hate watching them. They are, especially with Reggie Jackson out, I feel like I'm not learning that much. And they're kind of playing some ugly basketball too.
It's just a slog a lot of times. And there have been some nice performances. KCP had one very good game that was exciting. But they're just kind of playing these sometimes nasty games and winning a fair amount of them. Credit to Stan Van Gundy for having a team that can actually pull that off. But it's also weird, because I'm not saying this is a way to make a team watchable, but they're having a super low free throw attempt rate when you have Andre Drummond on your team is just shocking.
Yeah, they just don't have anyone who is getting to the rim. And I think so much is going to change, at least I hope, when Jackson returns. And they're talking about him being back within the next couple of weeks now. He's moved to resuming basketball activities after he had that procedure on that severe tendonitis in his knee. But yeah, they are 30th in three-point attempt rate, 25th in pace, not particularly exciting there. And that 30th in three-point attempt rate is disappointing because they also don't get any offensive rebounds. Like Drummond is the only guy who gets the offensive glass. He is not getting there nearly as often because they don't have that threat in the pick and roll with Jackson the way they have previously. And then Tobias Harris, KCP, Marcus Morris, all those guys are really bad rebounders, especially on defense. None of those guys has over a 7.5% total rebound percentage. And when you have Morris and Harris nominally combo forwards, they should be better. And so that's how, even though you have the best rebounder in the NBA, you're 21st in offensive rebounds and 18th in defensive rebounds here. It would be nice to see them do a little bit more. Lure does a decent job on the glass, but outside of that, nobody other than their centers gets rebounds on this team.
A piece of unfortunate news, even though he has been marginalized just throughout his NBA career, Reggie Bullock tore his meniscus. There isn't a timetable yet that I've seen. And he did get some minutes actually against Boston and Houston before that injury, but he'll be out for a while. And by that point, he'll probably be supplanted in the rotation if he had even made his way in with just two games.
Yeah, and he started off injured this year as well. He's had a lot of nagging injuries that never really have gotten much publicity because he hasn't been in the rotation. But I think that's part of why we've talked about how he was on the Clippers and the Suns and even Detroit teams that really needed his services, or at least what he theoretically could do, was drafted to do as a 3-and-D guy. And so the fact that he has struggled to stay healthy, even though he hasn't been playing, has really flummoxed any efforts that he might have had. The other thing I'm going to be watching for this team once Reggie gets back, Beto Udrich actually has been pretty good. He's saved them. When you look at there, would have had Ray McCallum or I think Lorenzo Brown were competing to be that third point guard, which then would have been the backup. Beto has the best net rating on the team, which is a marked turnaround from the good old Blake and Baines losing factory, as you so glibly christened them last year. Ish Smith continues to be incredibly inefficient, and it'd be interesting to see who should and will be the backup point guard when Reggie Jackson comes back. That's gonna be important because Reggie plays a lot less minutes than you would think as well. He's gonna, and you'd think coming off this knee injury, he's still gonna be around the 30 minute per game mark.
We know who, or at least we have a pretty good idea who will, but who should is probably a more compelling question.
That analysis was all spot on, which makes it all the more stunning that the Pistons put up the offensive performance they did against the Celtics. That kind of came out of nowhere. The game against the Hornets, maybe not so much because it was Charlotte's fourth game in five nights. Sometimes you can just take advantage of that. But the Pistons have looked much more enjoyable to watch, more up-tempo offense, more early scoring. And so that's been a change of pace in the last two games, and really to the point where that last question about who should be the backup point guard has probably gotten a little less interesting. Beno Udrih had been playing well. I always thought all along that Reggie Jackson coming back would push Ish Smith to the to the backup spot and Bano out of the rotation. Nothing really changed for me there, even when Ish Smith was struggling. You know, he's going against starting point guards. It was a little overburdened. And now I think we've seen that Ish Smith is starting to find his way about him, that he can play up-tempo and push the pace, and that'll be good for the team. The problem is going to be integrating with the backups. There could be a little bit of a growing period there, just like there will be for Reggie Jackson getting back in the swing of things. It might not all be pretty right away, but this team has much higher upside with Reggie Jackson, I think, is stronger in the long run with Ish Smith coming off the bench. Bane Udra will still be around if Ish Smith struggles, or if Reggie Jackson struggles and Ish Smith needs to play more. If whatever reason they need a third point guard, they want to give some extra minutes to somebody to stabilize a little bit, Bane Udra will be there. There's just more options now. And I do think the logical one is going to be Reggie Jackson starting, Ish Smith coming off the bench. And I think that's what we'll see on Sunday. Although there's always a chance whenever a player's in his first game back after a lengthy injury, a lot of times he'll come off the bench and then start the next game. So if not Sunday, maybe one game after that, give or take. It's up to Reggie Jackson now, but we'll cover that when it happens. Watch the Hawks game tonight, Magic on Sunday, then we'll be back to discuss it all on Monday. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter, Dan Feldman, NBA. Thanks for listening.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.